Hello guys, welcome back to our podcast. My name is Mandy and with me is my amazing co-host Lala OJ.
Oh, is it me you're talking about?
Because I didn't call you bigger today.
Exactly, I got the nice greeting.
You're not blushing. I'm very relaxed.
Blushing. Mac blushing.
Thank you guys so much for the love and support you've been showing us so far on social media and our listening platforms. We appreciate you and please don't stop.
Don't stop. Tell your friends, tell your enemies,
tell everybody.
Your lovers. Listen to Legal Avenue because why, Mandy? The law
governs us all. If this is your first time tuning in, please check out our other previous episodes. This is Legal Avenue Podcast with Lola OJ and Mandy, where we discuss everything legal and bring you up to speed on what you need to know about what?
The law that governs us. This is so our tag. This is our tagline,
yeah,
guys.
That is.
Legal Avenue Podcast. The law that governs us all.
We also share our personal experiences and give you insight into various industries. So you guys know that Lola and I are both lawyers and creatives. So today we'll be discussing that mix and how it has been for us and the struggle. I think people don't really talk about this a lot. And yeah, that's why we're bringing it. So me personally, I have a 9-to-5 and I mix it with every other creative business I have going on. And nobody actually understands how difficult that is. Because I think...
And you have a good, demanding 9-to-5.
That is sometimes beyond 9-to-5.
Yeah, so come on. A lawyer working just a few hours? Girl, I've not heard of one.
It's beyond 9-to-5. I really never talk about how difficult it is, but it is. Most times make it look as if it's really simple. It's not, guys.
Thanks to Instagram, we'll be posting our best pictures. Meanwhile, if you see lawyers day to day, give them a hug.
Oh my God. We need it.
And money.
Give us a hug. Tell us, how are you? Send your account details.
Because,
oh my God. Oh, Lord. So, Lola, sorry, I have to start with you first. I know.
You don't have to.
Yeah,
to be
you
honest.
Have to.
You choose to start with me.
I know we had this conversation before we started recording. And you're like, you needed a timeout at the beginning. But sorry, I have to drag you in.
This is what happens when your co-host doesn't respect. She don't respect me,
I
guys.
Respect you, but
I said I need a breather. I want to drink water. My mouth is dry.
Okay, please. Is there water around? Please, sorry, she bring water.
Man, you ask your questions, I beg.
So see, the reason why I had to ask you first, because if I start, this whole thing is very emotional for me. And I don't want,
Girl, let your emotions, I'm here for you. Let your emotions out. I got you.
So the question is, how has it been for you, like mixing law and you were a creative before you finally went to law school and got called to bar and became a proper lawyer?
Yes.
So how has the experience been for you so far?
It's tough.
Yeah.
Like, let me just start by saying it's tough. I'm sure most things are tough, but it's tough because you're exercising so many parts of you.
Yeah.
So you're exercising your brain. Like, law is not a play subject. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to know what you're saying, mm-hmm. what you're doing. And what you do correctly or incorrectly has an effect on so many other people.
True.
It's not that you're just writing.
Yeah.
If you make a mistake, it's not just your L. You're taking an L and then everyone else is taking that L
and their money
with you. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to slip up when you're a lawyer. And of course, we're humans.
Yeah.
We're going to make mistakes. We're maybe not going to meet certain deadlines, things like that. But there's just so much expected from you as a lawyer because law is a very important part of everyone's day-to-day life.
Yeah.
So we don't joke with law,
yeah,
right?
Don't.
It can be do or die for some people. But then we're also normal human beings, right?
Very normal.
But yeah, very normal human beings. So it's a very demanding profession.
Yeah.
And then when you now marry that with being a creative,
you're
now exercising the creative aspects of you, the thing that's meant to just give you joy and come effortlessly. But being creative isn't always like that.
No, it's not.
You have your moments when you don't want to be creative.
They don't feel inspired.
Yeah, you don't, exactly. You kind of have a, what do they call it?
Creative
a writer's block, for example.
Okay,
yeah, exactly. A creative block. You have to do something and you can't seem to draw inspiration. And there's sometimes when you're like, everything comes to your head and it's buzzing and it's flowing. But then we also have those moments when nothing comes. But then guess what? You still have to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you're having to deliver academically. You're having to deliver creatively. You still have to be a decent, kind human being as well, right? Look
so
out for your family. Look after your friends.
Why.
Do you understand? So it is a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel like you know, the reward can definitely outweigh how tough it is. Yeah. Like when we all, I guess, reach where we're trying mm-hmm. to get to. And I know a lot of creatives, they end up just choosing and saying, okay, I'm just going to be a creative, because being a lawyer and being a creative, it just sounds like madness. Mm-hmm. And I understand it is pretty mad. Totally. Like we're here in the evening, right? You know, recording a podcast on a Saturday, right? When we really could be
resting
and chilling. And I know we've still got work to do and we'll probably go back home, right? Aside from our social lives. So it is very demanding, but I feel it's one of those professions that when you know what you want to get out of it, you just try your best to see it through.
Yeah.
And so what I was trying to say earlier was that a lot of creatives just pick being creative because law is is extremely demanding, but we have, some of us have to do the profession, right? You need lawyers, right? So it's one of those things where someone has to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
And a lot of lawyers, thank God, we're also very talented in other ways and other mm-hmm. aspects as well. But I would like to kind of, you know, send out a call to loads of lawyers out there that feel that, you know, they can't be a lawyer because, oh, it's too much reading. It's like, we actually need a lot of good, competent, creative lawyers, because it actually helps as well in how you work. I feel like creative people, you can excel at being a lawyer, mm-hmm. especially if you go to certain, you know, areas of law where you understand and you can see things in ways that maybe other generic lawyers
can't.
And I say generic, I use that term loosely because I'm sure everyone has their skills, but you'll be able to see things differently because you have like an added skill of being a creative in a different way. So I would say it's demanding, challenging. I haven't 100% figured it out yet, Mandy. Yeah. I'm still figuring it out. I'm not mm-hmm. a full-time lawyer as of yet, right? And so I'm kind of doing half and half, you know, at the moment. But right now, in my head, law is the career path that I want to go down.
Yeah.
God willing, no. If next year I just, you know, make lots of money and I'm chilling on a yacht somewhere. Don't ask me questions, though. But for now, it's
she's chilling on a yacht, shaking her bubba.
I don't know about that part, man. What the heck? I beg, answer your question, because this one you're saying now, I don't understand.
Well, personally, for me, I've struggled for the longest with fitting into the legal profession. And that's why, personally, I'm very, very happy that there's something like entertainment law, because I don't know I don't know what I'll do, because I'm not your typical lawyer. So when I'm around lawyers, no lawyers how they like to use big words and all of that. I can't be there speaking Igbo
to us, Sabi.
I can't do that. Do you get? And
you can't do that. You just don't need to do that.
Okay, I can do that if I put my mind to it.
Okay.
But I'm not even interested in doing that.
Yeah,
you don't
need to. Yeah, it doesn't.
Do you understand?
Anything.
I didn't want. So I've said this before in the podcast. I never wanted to study law. I tried to slide my parents. I got stuck, and now I'm a lawyer.
We're happy to have you.
Oh, thank you. It is what it is. So I wanted to study theater art, but somehow I found myself in law. I'm finding myself in law, my type of person is that when I find myself in a particular situation, I'm going to see it through to the end.
100%.
So I would come out being a lawyer. And then I came out after law school, after youth service, fine, you're in the labor market. One thing I knew from the beginning was that I wanted a job that didn't feel like a job. I wanted to do something that actually love, something I could wake up in the morning and I feel okay going to work. Although I'm doing what I love now, but stress is not even funny.
It's not satisfying us human beings.
But wake up in the morning and feel good going to work, feel satisfied and all that. And because of it, I took my time finding a job. So I searched, but then even when litigation opportunities came by, I didn't take it because I know I didn't want to be a litigator. And that gave my parents a lot of worries because my dad was like, what the f*** are you doing?
Doing it for
like,
them, yeah.
His plan for me was finish law school, finish your service, place in Ministry of Justice. It worked. Imagine me being in Ministry of Justice.
That doesn't sound so weird to me, Mandy.
What?
Is it because you're sitting there with a baseball cap, you're doing streets for us? You can switch it up now.
It is not me.
Fair enough.
It is not me. I'll be going to work every day. I'll be cursing every client.
I'm going to litigate and you're going to follow me there. You're following me to court.
I'm going to follow you to court.
Second chair. Maybe.
Exactly, but I'm not talking.
You will talk.
I'm doing your research. I'm doing your drafting for you. I'm not talking at all. So the previous year, like for 1 year before I came to Lagos, I was in the East. I was into TV presenting and I was a producer. And while I was on TV, the same thing. I felt out of place. So you hear creatives, you hear people within that industry say, oh, this one that I thought she went to law school. Maybe she didn't pass law school.
Yeah.
Maybe she was not called to bar. Why would you be a lawyer and be working here with us? Do you understand? Listen,
there's lawyers doing all kinds of jobs in this Nigeria.
I really don't get how people think sometimes, but that was some of the side comments I was getting.
Sure.
And then from lawyers, we are like, you're in the creative industry and you're also a lawyer. Your credibility, people will not trust you. People think you don't know what you're doing. I'm on ripped jeans now. Back then, I can remember running into a senior colleague that I did internship in his office, and I was in jean trousers, and I was like, lawyers don't dress like this.
I've been told that.
So when he sees me now, you just faint.
I've been told that before.
You just faint.
Tracksuit and slides.
Oh my God. Lawyers don't dress like that. And I think that led me to quit TV and focus on my legal career. And low-key, I regret that. Because I'm in that space right now where I'm comfortably being both.
Sure.
I realized that even when I moved over to the legal profession, I have a lot of energy, creative energy in me that I needed to put out. The good thing was that I found a way to infuse it. Lola, you know those videos I used to make and post and all of that? If you see messages I get from some lawyers, both on Instagram and Facebook, this is against LPs. Ayana reports me now.
This is against what?
Our legal...
You must be joking. No one sends you that message, man.
They do.
But you're just sending out educational content.
There was one day that I
You're allowed to not promote... What are they talking about? You're not soliciting for...
The guy said that the post I made, that I'm advising people to come to me. And I was are you blind? I'm always say consult
a lawyer. He's just jealous that you're reaching people. He too should borrow himself brain and then create content.
And then this was a senior lawyer.
World is changing.
The rest, some of them are like my mates. So when they make it, I just like laugh about it. But this was a serious, like a senior lawyer that I did respect. And then he was making this comment going back to back. I was not like, you don't want to listen to anybody, what I'm saying is right. And at some point, I was like, see, if you think what you're saying is right, then go ahead and report me. I'm here waiting for you. Go ahead and do it. And that was the end of the chat.
It's hard, because law is one of those professions, those old, noble professions.
Where there's a particular way that they feel like you're supposed to behave, you're supposed to carry yourself and all of that. So
this, your jeans, baseball cap, you're on Instagram talking, they look at this one, look at
her.
Is she a lawyer? This one. You know what I mean? That's how they...
Yeah.
But law is diverse. And funny enough, you can still be a litigator with your wig and gown and on a weekend wear ripped jeans. Who said you can't? Like, what the
heck? We are human beings.
Like,
we are human beings before we became lawyers.
You weren't born to just be, so prim and proper for law. No, you have a life.
We are human beings. So I just realized that I could not please either of the party or either of the group. And creative feels, you're too serious to be among us. Lawyers feel you're a joke to be among us. So you know what I did? I created my own box. Stay in the middle. I'm a unicorn. I'm who I am.
You just swore, man. You're a lawyer.
Sorry. You see what I'm saying? So you just swore you're a lawyer. But I created my own box. And I do what I want to do. The days I feel like being creative, doing creative work, I do that. Days I feel like being a lawyer, I do that. And then having that and having a 9-to-5 is insanely hard. So we have the days where I'm feeling good, creative energy, inspiration, and all of that. And like about to point out, and just one bitch from office just call you. Just call you light and just dump one big nonsense on your head. So I get that this is my life and really should not affect work and all of that. But I'm just saying how it is for us individually. How it is for us being creatives and being lawyers. Because then sometimes work negativity, distress, you not have time. Like literally the first few months I moved to Lagos and I got 9-to-5. I had my friends asking me, are you sure you'll be able to still keep doing your YouTube channel, creating content and all of that? But I thought to myself, even if I stop any
it's
other
hard,
thing.
It's hard, but it's possible.
The content,
you're doing it.
I have to keep doing that. And some days it's extremely hard.
Yes, Mandy. Who are you telling? I don't even do as much content as you do. I'm already half of the time. Like, oh, Lord.
Extremely. Because then you're going to work and you're like, okay. En route on the way I'm going to create. Yeah. And I do all my graphics design.
So you
myself.
Make all, basically your small time you're meant to have for yourself.
You use it planning or creating content. So you say you do that, maybe while you're on your way to work, you get one email and they want you to attend to it immediately and that is it. Sometimes, because I usually put out the post Wednesdays, Thursdays, sometimes within that period, you're busy all through the day. In the night, you ask yourself, I'm supposed to create content to post. Just that. But nobody talks about how ridiculously hard it is to combine the both of them. But we're doing it.
So and we're going to continue to do it. Because gone are the days where law has to be done in a certain way. As long as you're following your rules, your regulations, mm-hmm. your guidelines, you're not stepping on anyone's toes, let people be who they are. Because funny enough, all these industries that people used to laugh on, tech law, fashion law, yeah. beauty law, these things are huge now. So even if you want to laugh at someone for making content, Instagram in itself, do you know how many legal practitioners are employed by people like Instagram and like Facebook, for yeah. example? Like, it is a field that you need to, the people that they employ have knowledge in those fields.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just stuck in, I have to be noble, I can't move with the times, I can't be seen here, you're going to miss out on learning a lot about certain mm-hmm. industries. Like, come on, lawyers, yes, you're going to find us in the club once in a while. Yeah, you will.
Definitely, why not?
Music, building relationships with mm-hmm. nightclub owners, artists, law is it's everywhere, right?
Literally.
Everywhere.
And then we are human beings before we are lawyers. Allow us breathe.
Just allow us.
Allow us
breathe. Taking this one personal?
No, oh my God. That's why I say it's quite emotional for me because I've experienced, and I, sure. at some point I had to like, it's just that I decided that, okay, I'm done listening or looking at how anybody feels because no matter what you do, one side will definitely say something. So I was like, I'm just going to do me. Whatever sits right with me, that's what I'm going
it's
to do.
It's better to live life on your terms and make your mistakes and be comfortable with yeah. that than to live your life how someone said you know you should live it, then have regrets thinking of the person you could have been. Mm-hmm. Or guess what? Watching somebody else live the life you wanted
that you wanted to.
Because I guarantee you, if you don't do this thing, somebody else will do it. And you'll watch them say, I want to do this thing. Look how far this person has got. Mm-hmm. And that is your authentic self. So mm-hmm. don't shoot yourself in the foot. Last, it's you that collects your call to birth certificate. Nobody else will. So you know what you suffered to collect it. So do what you want with it.
Simple.
Go all the way. Go all the way. Go off, sis. Go off, sis.
I think I saw a video. I don't know when I saw that video, but it was them asking Kim Kardashian that, oh, when you're trying to transition and become a lawyer, when you finally become a lawyer, will you stop posting all those suggestive pictures and videos? And she was like, she thinks that she'll reduce it because of her clients and she won't want to make her perception, kids ashamed. Yeah. But then she will still be who she is.
Because she still needs to guess what, make her money.
Minus it, she was like, I'm 40 and I look this good. I'm sure. going to show it off.
Sure. And also, no offense.
I'm 20 something. I let me look.
What about all the things that she did before? It's not going to erase from the internet just the moment she becomes a lawyer. Like, as in, I don't know what people think this is. Like, it's not this dramatic. Okay, you're a lawyer now. Press a button now
to reset. And all of a sudden, you become a whole different person. Your law.
It doesn't work like that. Of course, naturally, you want to be, you know, perceived and addressed in a certain way. You know, you've suffered small to go to that law school. You want them to put respect on your name mm-hmm. a little bit. But that doesn't come from what necessarily you wear. It's how you act.
Yeah.
And that's just the honest mm-hmm. truth. It's how you act, what you respond to, how you liaise with people, how yeah. people have access to you.
Exactly.
That's way more important than how people see you as. Like, I could dress like a tomboy wearing shorts and sneakers, or I call them trainers, but you Americans and your sneakers every day. And I'm still a lawyer. If you like, say what you want. I'm still a lawyer.
Look outside the country. We have lawyers on dreads. If it's in Nigeria, oh my God.
They'll say this one.
You're mm-hmm. useless.
Even the judge might actually send you out. No joke.
Would they hire you?
The judges here.
Would they hire you? What clients will even hire you?
The judges here are so militant on your hair, your dress. Rightly so, but we take it further from the people that we learn how to dress from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Oyinbo people don't even do pasa ono. In terms of your wig, your gown, what mm-hmm. you're wearing, like, they're a bit more relaxed, if I'm honest. Like, look neat, fine. But here they'll be telling you your shoe is too shiny. It's navy blue. It's not black.
Lola is talking about law school again.
Don't stress me, auntie. Okay?
Talking about law school again. Lola, definitely, like, very soon you have to do an episode on that because...
That one, it's not episodes. Because that thing was episodes in my life, that law school.
Oh my God, guys, we've talked so much. And, it's time for us to go on a break. We'll come back. We'll take your questions and answer them to the best of our abilities. So see you soon.
All Are you a dancer or a dance instructor and you're wondering how you can protect your legacy? I mean your dance? Well, I have the cure here. Go get Let's Dance today. The book looks at the legal issues in the dance industry, how to make money, and more importantly, how to protect your intellectual property. For just 6,000 Naira, the book is yours. Get yours from Legal Avenue Podcast today. Let's dance. Let's dance.
Welcome back, guys. It's time to
that
go.
That wine kicking in, Mandy. Because why are you
really, Lola? You could not just keep that conversation private. You just had to bring it in, guys. I don't know what she's talking about. It's time for us to go through the questions you all sent us ahead of this episode via our social media platforms. So the first question you guys asked: how do I prove my credibility in the industry when I work in it as well as a creative? Or entertainer.
Okay, the thing is, as well, we have to be kind of careful with this answer.
Yeah,
because as a lawyer, there are certain things you actually can't do. Right,
like we just talked about putting people in a box.
No. This is a rules of conduct too. This is not negotiable. What I mean, for example,
this is a legal podcast.
If you're a full-time legal practitioner,
yeah,
you cannot be a full-time managing director of a company. For
yeah,
example.
Sure.
You cannot. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you cannot, you know, be a director. You just doesn't mean you can't own your company.
But then, yeah.
So being a creative and entertainer, of course you can. But if you're a lawyer, of course there are some things that will take priority,
mm-hmm.
and that is the truth, right? If you're a lawyer, naturally, if you want to be a good one, your legal work will take priority over you being an entertainer creative.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you cannot be an entertainer creative. Of course I am, you are, in our own way. But if something comes up, you know which one you're going to pick. You will.
Epka is picking entertainment over law.
Yes, because he's not a practicing lawyer.
But I heard he also practiced once in a while within the industry. Like normal...
A lot of people, Mandy, yeah. when they decide they're going to pursue a creative career, they yeah. drop law. Do you know that? They don't try and do hybrid like we're doing. They drop law.
Yeah.
Most lawyers that I know that are now full-time actresses or
yeah.
musicians,
so you want to tell me like if contracts come by, they're not going to look at
they
it?
They don't. I'm telling you.
I heard in Ebuka's case that he does.
I don't know. I can't obviously speak yeah. Ebuka's case. Well, maybe he can come on the show and,
yeah.
and talk about
one time. What? Reaching out to you now. So please, accept our request.
If you know Ebuka, I'll DM him, but I can't guarantee he's going to respond. But we can try.
Yeah.
But it to be honest, one will take priority. Like especially if you're not dealing with the things that are concerning to just you. So let's say you have a contract you have to deliver to
yeah.
a client.
Yeah.
And you want to create content, Mandy. You're going to go with the contract.
And contract is giving me immediate money now.
And also, because you're accountable to someone. Someone is dependent on you to do something that you're being paid for. So...
Well, I'll give it to someone to do it.
What are you teaching these lawyers, Mandy? Don't listen to Mandy.
I'm teaching you to live your life.
Pretty practical.
I'm teaching you to live your life. Like, just live your life. See, as it is right now... If a creative job that is well, like, oh my God, juicy payment structure presents itself. Lola, I love you. I love this podcast. I will still be here. I'll still be extending legal services once in a while. But I am so, I've not even seen my wig and gown after call to back.
Mandy, this is what I'm trying to explain to you. Because this is, what you're saying is yeah. exactly what I've experienced.
Yeah.
Something has to take priority.
Yeah.
And in that circumstance, I've had to then push legal matters to decide, then take the creative one that pays.
Yeah.
Something does suffer, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to build your credibility within the legal profession, yeah. right, you have to do legal work.
True.
And build that credibility. True. You can't do just 90% creative work and say, oh, why does nobody respect me as a lawyer? You're only 10% lawyer.
Yeah. True.
So that's basically what I'm doing now.
Yes.
I've been a creative for most of the time. And now if I want to build credibility in the legal, you know, legal industry, so yeah. to speak, I can only do that by doing the legal work,
mm-hmm.
which is why now you'll see me doing more legal things because I noticed that clearly people associate more with my creative side because that's what I put out.
Okay. Yeah.
So yes, credibility doesn't just come by the way of just saying, oh, I'm a lawyer. You build credibility based True. On your work. Mm-hmm. You can't tell people what you can do. You have
yeah,
to show them what you have done.
Do. Yeah.
So you can only build it by doing the work. There is no shortcut. And if you keep picking the creative work, the law will suffer. If you pick the law, the creative will suffer because yeah. you're but one person. You just have to choose at that time which one means more to you. If you need money, you know which one to go for. If you need the credibility, you know which one to go for.
And for him to ask this question, I don't know whether it's a him or her, but for the person to ask this question, that means the person actually wants to build their legal credibility. So what, focus on your legal work.
And you can do it creatively if that will, you know, make you happier.
We're not saying that you should take a break. We're not saying push aside, but we're just saying like...
prioritize.
Exactly. That's it. It is what it is.
Then you ask the next question, madam. It is what it is. I'm going to read it out. I am both a lawyer, singer, and songwriter, and I'm thinking of dropping one of them. Please, what do you advise?
I think we just advise them now. So I would say choose what makes you happy at the end of the day. That is... Lola, I don't know why you're bending your eyes. What is it?
Not to know.
I bend the neck. Your neck will soon break. I'm not just bending it. I just shifting the words. What is it?
Go on. What's my own? Am I the singer? Go on now.
So you can always still be a lawyer and a songwriter. But if you want to like be a full-on singer, you want to go into that profession fully, and you are really interested. My cousin is actually doing that. And I think he still does legal work. But like you said, he prioritized the singing.
Something's always going
to
give.
So he had to like put a pause on the... So for the way I see it, for him, is like in a testing phase.
Sure.
Where he's trying out this. Now, if it doesn't work, can always fall back. So you might want to do that before you finally call one quits. So except if something really like with a headway comes up for you in singing, because the music industry is not easy. There's no one way success. Like it could work for Mr. A, it couldn't work for you, could at the same time not work for Mr. B. So if something with a headway comes true for you, then give that a chance. If singing makes you happy, it might not make you money. You have to choose what make you money. Because see, in the long run, I'm sorry, I know I'm saying be happy. Choose happiness. Happiness will not pay your bill. Happiness is
relative. I'm also happy when I make money. So it's one of those things that... No, there's other things that make me happy. And it's not that I'm just... It's like I'm the biggest top shot lawyer. I make, you know, so much money. That's not the case.
Yeah.
I'm thinking obviously long term in terms of my legal career, right? What I can get out of it if I continue to pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that law is the thing that makes me like the happiest. It gives me happiness, but I also can see a future with it.
In it.
Right? Being creative also makes me happy, but I can't see me being an influencer for 30, 40 years. I'm sorry, I can't see it. It doesn't mean I cannot be. I just don't think I can be bothered, and I'm being honest. So it all depends on, I guess, what your plans are for your life.
Lola might just be the first person to be an 80-year-old, like, all there the are 80-year-old round.
Influencers, like, but they've not been influencers for all their 40 life. Years. Yeah, they maybe that's what I'm hit their peak.
So I'm saying, like, she's going to be there. Like, you're gonna see her grow. I'm not gonna have an Instagram
account. Once I hammer, make money, yeah? Guys, I'm off the radar. You guys don't understand. Instagram is because it makes me money. The moment it doesn't make me money, and I realize that, okay, people are not really sending me again. What's my own? I have my friends and my family on my WhatsApp. What do I need to be sending pictures? You guys know what I look like. Listen, you guys don't know me. I'm off the radar.
So you're just getting abandoned us like that?
Are you not my friend? You see me now? Just not on Instagram.
I mean like content, pictures, videos.
Now I'll go on. I'll be on the yacht with my kids, with my husband, chilling.
Shaking your ass in tongue.
It's you that's shaking your ass, Mandy. Truly, you are the one that has ass. Let me know. Don't start. Don't play with me.
This third question is for you. From me to you, if you have to have it in any other way, will you drop one of your careers for the other? And if you will, which will it be? I know you already, I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm just going to ask.
I think all of them make me who I am. But I would also kind of just be honest with you guys. I think this is a safe space, this Legal Avenue podcast. Being an influencer or content creator was never anything that, for me, was planned.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I never saw it as a career. It is quite lucrative, I must say. It does put a lot of money in my pocket. I'm happy for that.
Oh my God.
But it was never nothing. I've never aspired to make a real living out of it. I'm thankful that I've been able to make a living out of it. But I've never seen it as a career plan, mm-hmm. if I'm honest. Law is something, being a lawyer, I can see like, okay, if I did this and do this and do this and grow here, I can see me being a lawyer for 30 years. It's something I can see. I can see where I can get to, how I can progress, how I can, you know, get extra qualifications, be able to practice in other countries, you know, firms, you know, like I can just see a life to build from it.
Yeah.
Being an influencer, I can only see me building on like creating, like, as in, I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it's
you could go into creative business, you know, coach the upcoming content creators.
I have no interest in that.
Wow.
See, this is just the truth. The same way I've been approached for lots, like previously presenting,
yeah,
acting. I'm not interested. It doesn't mean I can't do those things. I just don't have it. And if I don't have interest in something, I'm not doing it. It's just as simple.
By the way, I loved it. What's the name of this movie again?
Oh, goodness gracious. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to mention. What's the name?
Is it Fate of Alakada?
Yes. Yeah. It's weird how I remember all the actors and the actresses.
I specifically said, please, before, give me the small role. I'm not, because before you know it,
we've had this conversation.
It's you that
before,
wants to be an actor, not me.
And I told you that if you get to that point, I'm gonna be your manager, your lawyer. So don't cancel that dream of mine.
If they let me act in something like Castle and Castle, lawyer, acting being a lawyer, now we're talking.
Well, everything doesn't have to be law.
This is the thing, Mandy. For me right now, it has to be, because I've been creative for so long. No, honestly, that's been my one struggle. That's like, I've been creative for so long. It's like now trying to show people that, guys, there's another part of me that exists.
Yeah.
Like, yes, hair and makeup, I love it, but do you guys know how much I freaking study? Do you guys know how much I read?
Does it actually bother you, or do you like?
It doesn't bother me, but it's one of those things when someone sees you, but they only see half of you. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. Okay.
There's so much more to everyone.
True.
And you would like people to at least be like, oh, these are the elements that make up this person.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, she likes this, this, and that. Not, oh, she likes this, and it's like, oh no, hi there. Actually, there's this other part of me. It doesn't bother me because, like, these people are not paying my bills. They're not my close friends, yeah, right? But it's just, it would be nice for people to at least know, oh, she is interested in this as well.
Yeah.
And you can only do that by what you put out. You can only do that through communication, how people perceive you, how you carry yourself. You have to be quite intentional when people have seen you in a particular way for a long period of time. So, guys, if you see me, I beg. Yes, I love makeup and beauty, but once in a while, just drop something legal. You understand? Say something about the law.
I think we are opposite. After I focused on my career,
on my
legal career for a while, it became bad that if I wore like normal, you know, normal office gown and clothes, someone said, you're looking too loyally. What you guys want me cussing on this podcast?
You're taking it straight to us.
Like, what?
Is this baseball cap? Next time, don't come with baseball cap. With this baseball cap, it changes you, Mandy. You'll be feeling too cool for school with this cap on.
So, do you get? Someone's like, okay, this morning, I think I posted something recently on my story and I spoke pidgin. And someone replied, so you can speak pidgin? And I'm like,
duh.
Yes. Yeah. I thought lawyer is just English. I'm like,
where do you even get that from?
Like,
you can even speak in your own language in some courts anyway.
Mm.
You don't have to speak English. No, honestly.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
I actually don't want to. That's what I'm just saying.
I told him you don't speak English. Why do you go? Just imagine you going to allow you.
No, I beg.
Are we not Nigerians? Yeah, can we not recognize our own languages?
No problem. Come on, go to court and speak Yoruba throughout.
I can't even
to court and speak your bad route. Guys, in case you have any more questions or you have topics you want us to discuss, just visit our social media platforms. On IG, we are Lego Avenue Podcast. And on Twitter, which is banned for the moment, but on Twitter, we are Lego Avenue Pod.
I didn't say anything. I just coughed.
Or you can shoot us an email. We're almost coming to an end of this episode, but we can't go without our legal takeaway of the day. So today, because of type of topic we had, of the discussion, we don't have anything legal for you. But this is my advice to you. Don't let how people view the career affect your decision. Decide what you want, back it up with hard work, and stand out. Disclaimer, guys, nothing discussed here constitutes as legal advice, is strictly for educational purposes and entertainment. Our views are our own, and please always consult a legal practitioner for legal guidance. Lola, why?
Not why, more what you should always do. You know how, like, when you're paying your DSTV, your internet and all that stuff, you pay in full. That's how you should treat your lawyers, guys. Like, don't be shortchanging, how about this, how about that? Do you know how serious law is? Pay your lawyers.
If you think it's funny, go and study law and come back and guide yourself.
No, if you think it's funny, just get into trouble and don't call them. You will now see why you need a lawyer.
Well, guys, as you know, this podcast, we can't end an episode without appreciating our fans that have been sharing our content on social media and pushing us. Shout out to Attempt Thoughts. Shout out to Motivational Moms Club. And big shout out to @TammyRomeo. We love you guys. We've come to an end of this episode, and although we are sad to leave, Lola is not sad though. She's standing already. She's ready to get out. She's already halfway gone. We love you, and we can't wait to see you or speak to you.
I hope you guys love us back, because the way Mandy loves you, every episode we love you guys. We love you, lover.
Love you too, guys. You just have to love us back.
I'm out, guys. Bye.
I'll see you next week.